Now, this is what happens when you have a badminton winner who has been and worked in the press tent before. She comes into the press tent to speak to everybody before the presentation. Pick, absolutely incredible. Just explain the feeling.
But something I'm very much not used to anyway, Ben, so it's... to be honest, I actually can't believe it. I won't believe it for a while. My whole state of mind, I think today, I woke up first thing thinking maybe I could, but then as soon as I walked the course, I thought not a chance. Time was tight. There were so many related distances, so many lines that really wouldn't be her sort of track. And we were definitely getting lower and lower as it went on. And I kept hearing rattles, but no noise from the crowd. So I was like, it must still be there. And Oliver's is a great jumper, and I actually turned away by the last because I thought, well done him. But then the clock went red on the screen, and so I was just like, oh. And I think it was very, very close in the end, and unlike him, with the time faults. But hey, it's our day. And what for a fabulous, it's these little horses that makes it for us, because actually she's a pain in the ass 362 days a year, and she's really tricky to manage. She's not the nicest of things to ride, she's difficult to manage. She's a difficult thing to...
She has just won badminton for you.
She is amazing. I say it so fondly because we love her to bits, and this is, she's a true four-star horse that comes to form for, badminton and Burley, and, the rest of the time she can feel pretty ordinary and you have to work very hard for all you can get. But, she doesn't find any of that easy. And if I built that course at home and practiced it in the same size as the arena, I could do it 50 times and never have a clear round. There's something about her and those great little mares that just do enough when they need to. And if they're on your side and things, she's just incredible. But it's a complete fairy tale, Ben, to be honest. And for all the guys, everyone that's at home, it's such a team effort. I know everyone says it so much, but nobody has a bloody clue what you go through to get to this level, be competitive at this level, and actually get your bloody nose in front of the line first is impossible. And you kind of get used to just saying well done to everyone, that was cool, and going home thinking, oh, I had a rail, I could have been here, I could have been there. And you go home and you work away and you think, you live your dream again to maybe do it again, but you get way, way more knockbacks, and it's just so hard. It's just having all those people behind you all the time that just keep it happening, that when you realise something like this, it all comes together. It's just such a massive team effort.
And to make it more special, having Max sat on your shoulder, you're holding him while you're the BBC interview, it's got to be amazing having him here.
Oh, God, it's amazing, and he's not been here most of the week, to be honest. He's so happy with his godparents. Coming here and sleeping in the wagon, it's no luxury at all. It's cold on a night time. And, it's he's better there. And he's nearly 3 years old. He's burning about. He takes some work to entertain. So, it's just quite good. This is our job. And we come here very serious to go about it. And I can't, if he's not very well or something like that. But the emotions when I just saw him when he came over to me before, because I wanted him kept away till I'd finished. But, it's really, really special. He's got no idea what's going on at all. His interest in the tractors burning around outside, moving the jumps. It's amazing. Hopefully one day he'll realise, how special this is.
Brilliant, Pig. Thank you so much and well done.
Thanks ever so much. Thanks.
You want to go?